This is one of those passages where Jesus says something strange or uses hyperbole or exaggerates in a certain sense. If anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. And the passage ends with, in the same way, any one of you who does not renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciple. And he's talking to the whole crowd. He's not just talking to his apostles and disciples, but to everyone saying these, you know, strong words, hating your family members. Of course, this is hyperbole, as the scholars say, stressing a point underline a very important principle that we can't let anything keep us from doing God's will, putting God first, serving Him. We can't let anybody or anything get in the way of serving God, putting Him first. So that includes father, mother, wife, children, brothers, sisters, includes our own self, includes our possessions, anything. This is what our Lord is saying. And he's telling us to meditate on this truth that God comes first. God is a God of order, peace, and He wants us to order our life. God comes first, our family, perhaps our wife, husband comes second, or, you know, family, however that, everything in the proper order in our religion, in the virtue of religion, how we relate to God, and also our order in our family. God comes first, and God orders our relations in our family and in our spiritual life. Everything should be ordered. In our physical life, be good to have things ordered, right? Be good to clean our bedroom every day. Be good to have our house clean every day in order and everything in its proper place. Wouldn't that be good? You know, we can find things, we can be happy with the order that is there. A symbol of the order that we should have, especially in our religion, in our relations with God. This order, always in this context, the context of God first, and, you know, it makes me think of a playground, you know, where you have little children playing in the swing sets and in the sandbox and the playground area, and the parents or mother or father are on the sidelines, keeping an eye on everything and happy to see the kids playing around and having fun and doing, you know, enjoying themselves, but enjoying themselves in an orderly way, right? The children have to play around in an orderly way. They can't be fighting. They can't be selfish. They can't be throwing sand at their brothers and sisters or their friends. Or they got to be good kids in the playground having fun. And there's kind of an order there, right? And if they get out of the hand, or they run out of the sandbox or the playground, they wander off, that's not a good thing. So we're in a little sandbox here, or in a playground in the world, this world, and we have to be good. And we also, you know, we keep going back to our mother and father, checking on them, and them checking on us, and always in the context of the presence of our Heavenly Father and Mother. And we're the little children, and we should always be the little children playing around. And we need to always, we need to be able to fit into that mold in our thoughts and our opinion of ourselves and our thoughts of ourselves. We need to always be able to think of ourselves as little children, because we're always fooling around, we're always messing up, we're always tending to wander off and be selfish. And we're little children in that way, no matter how old we are. We're always those little children. But, you know, if we're within the playground in the sandbox and we're always turning back to our Heavenly Mother And Father, everything will be okay. Even our trips and falls in the sand won't hurt us. And our parents will correct us, and we'll be good. We won't get into danger. We won't, you know, get into trouble. Always in that context, always before our Heavenly Father and Mother, in that order. So, you know, this is the environment we should be living in with our this family, keeping everything in order, doing everything to please our Heavenly Father and Mother, and hating everything that, you know, endangers our relationship with God, anything that is a stumbling block, anything. Hating, that's what our Lord is really telling us to do. Not hate our parents or our relatives, but hate anything that keeps us, anything in them, or what they say, or what they do, or their influence on us, hating anything that would influence us in our relationship with God. Putting everything in order. So this is mental, physical, spiritual, moral. Everything has to be ordered in our life. Everything in our life that we can imagine, everything has to be within the umbrella of God's plan, God's will, pleasing God, all within this family structure, family happiness, and joy, peace, and learning virtues, learning to practice charity with our brothers and sisters, and playing around in a happy way to help and to share and to sacrifice and to be charitable, you know, all of this. So let's thank God for that. We, you know, that we have Him, we have our faith, we have this truth, we have the wisdom that Jesus has given us and taught us, that makes us happy, gives us hope in this life and in the next. And we hold the hand of our Lady to guide us through this pilgrimage, through our life safely, joyfully, and with great hope to be united forever in our heavenly playground, where everywhere is the playground, where there's no dangers, and where there's only happiness. Fructum ventris tui.